Penguin Audio presents The Most Dangerous Book, The Battle for James Joyce's Ulysses, by Kevin Birmingham. Read for you by John Keating. Introduction. When you open a book, you are already at the end of a long journey. It began with an author whose first challenge was to imagine the readers who would turn the unwritten pages. The author wanted to meet the audience's expectations and draw the reader in. The book would have a voice, a perspective, and a consistent style. It would be accessible. If the book has characters, be they simple or complex, sympathetic or repugnant, the author would make them believable. They would stay in character and speak in a consistent idiom. The spoken words would be in quotation marks. The character's thoughts and the story's action would be clearly distinguishable. And when the author began writing, the story's elements were sharpened. Clear boundaries staked out the pathways for the journey. A publisher signed a contract with the author. The publisher researched the marketplace and weighed costs and risks against potential profits and demand. The publisher knew the trade. The publisher had published books before. The book had an editor who pruned and revised, who offered perspective, and who sometimes said no. The book was probably advertised in various markets. The first copies were printed and bound months before publication day, and they were delivered without incident by the post office or private carriers.